Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Friday, June 26. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, football personnel vying for top positions on DFA board. Barbados' largest public sector trade union threatens island-wide strike action. And Tunisia beach attack kills 27. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
The government of Dominica has reaffirmed its commitment to continued collaboration with the government of Russia. His Excellency Vladimir Polinov, ambassador of the Russian Federation, hopes that friendly relations between the two countries will help solve many problems faced in today's modern world. The meeting was at the Fortune Hotel on Thursday evening, celebrating 20 years of relations between the two nations. After the formalities, Vladimir also hosted a special reception. Francine Baron, Foreign Affairs Minister, stated that by commemorating 20 years of business, both countries will explore ways to strengthen their relationship in terms of exploring more innovative ways to forge ahead with functional cooperation in the fields such as investment, engineering, people-to-people exchanges, and science. Ms. Baron also stated that they've reaffirmed Dominica's commitment to continue collaborating with the Russian Federation. Dominica Football Association may be managed by a new board after August 1, 2015 elections. Those vied for positions in the DFA include Ronald Isidor, who is seeking to become the president of the Dominica Football Association, and Daniel Ormond, who is hoping to be a committee member. Speaking on Q95 Sports Wrap, the team has shared their plans to move the Dominica Football Association forward. Though the election date has been pushed back to August 1st, that has not the motivation. The team. Mr. Isidor says that as a board, he believes the decisions that are made must benefit the football players as they are an integral part of the business.
First and foremost, decisions with respect to the management of the FA, decisions with respect to spending the monies of the FA, decisions with respect to the support and the resources we give to club teams and players, decisions that we make about the nature of our national team, who gets on it, how they get on it, the standards that are set, who is employed to in the technical staff, who at the FA gets to be an official, what are the standards there, what goals we have set for them, the medic department, do we have an established medic department?
Other members of the board invited to be on are Ron Green, he vied to become vice president, and Kelvin Francois seeking to be second vice president. Sheldon Kazemi vied to be PRO. Tyron Codell Labad seeking to be youth officer, and Mr. Augustus Griffin and Philip White. Isidor says this board will raise the standard of governance and accountability within the organization of the DFA. He went on to say that the reason the AGM carded for June 21st, 2015 was postponed to August 1st was because of the comedic errors at the management level.
Patrick John, the president of the FA, was suspended by FIFA. We went at the AGM and further suspended him for the same offense. All right, some of us took objection to that under the double jeopardy rule. That decision by the FA is now a question in the courts, right? Having taken action against PJ, we went by whatever process and we installed Glenn Etienne as a president of the FA, and that question was challenged in the court, and that's what the court has ruled, that all actions at the FA, whatever process that we went into making Glenn Etienne the president of the FA, was declared null and void. So in effect, we have to go back and take a look at the error that was made about 2 years ago, all right? And realizing that we now have Patrick John, who is the president of the FA on suspension, but who has taken that question to the court for determination.
In more news this afternoon, attorney at law Tiani B. Hansen says he remains firm of the belief that because of the indiscriminate manner in which the police have used armaments against the people of Salisbury, they have a right to defend themselves. B. Hansen, who has been one of the more upfront and outspoken members of the law fraternity on the Salisbury attacks, says the people have a right to defend themselves if the actions of the police is clearly unlawful. B. Hansen made these remarks on Q95's Hot Seat program Thursday. He stated that while it remains a matter for the court to decide whether or not the manner in which tear gas is used is lawful, this would be very significant.
If the court says that at the High Court, then the Court of Appeals to clarify, and it left now for the CCJ to make a final ruling on this thing. And I cannot see the CCJ going down the road and saying, well, it's perfectly legitimate to fire those types of canisters indiscriminately as they have been done against the defensive population. That is an issue. And what was also disturbing is this. If you have a press conference and the leader of the country appears, I think the first thing you should have been asked is, was there any political direction to the security forces, or maybe the police chief or whoever it was, to use expired tear gas against the people? And if that's the case, who? On what basis would such a directive been given? Because remember, we are part of the International Criminal Court. We can complain to the International Criminal Court, as we have done through communications and evidence, photographic and other, that the International Criminal Court need to establish and determine whether or not there were political directives on the use of tear gas, whether there were any specific directives to mask the contents of the tear gas used or the canisters of the projectiles used in his armaments.
Veteran journalist Tim Durand is continuing to make the case for revitalizing the Media Workers Association, MWAD. Durand believes efforts must be made to revive the association. Meanwhile, press attaché to the Prime Minister, Daryl Teat, believes the association has always been dysfunctional and incapable, and that some of the executive members need to be sent packing. But the man at the helm of that association, popular radio talk show host Matt Peltier, is arguing that efforts have been made to get the association going. However, politics has taken its toll. We have tried, but I think our media workers in Dominica, a lot of them, have become too partisan and too political. Hence the reason why I think we are not doing what we should be doing as media workers of Dominica, he said. Addressing an awards ceremony hosted by the Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, to recognize journalists and media houses for their hard work in Dominica, Durand said it is rather unfortunate that MWAD is practically non-existent.
But as somebody who has been involved in the media for a number of years, and I too have gone through some of the issues, and still do, even today as a media owner, I've gone through some of the challenges that media workers face. I've had first-hand experience. I would be prepared not only to encourage the formation of a media workers association, and obviously the objectives of that association would have to be clearly defined to decide whether it includes everybody involved in the media, including media owners, because sometimes maybe some of the issues that need to be addressed with regard to the concerns of media workers may involve, if you will, the solutions coming from media owners, so that they sometimes may be seen as the other side of the coin. But I believe that if we are all genuinely interested in the development of the media in Dominica, I should not see any difficulty with media owners wanting to work with media workers to improve generally the standard of journalism and the profession in Dominica. So I would be prepared to be part of that association in whatever way that the association as a body deems fit or necessary for media owners to participate and to contribute in whatever way I can.
In other news, the National Union of Public Workers is threatening that its members across the public service could take industrial action next week over the refusal of the Barbados Investment and Development Corporation, BIDC, to withdraw termination letters given to over a dozen workers over the age of 60. And the biggest trade union in the islands, the Barbados Workers Union, BWU, says it is backing the NUPW in its fight with the statutory board over its forced retirement treatment of the employees. NUPW General Secretary Rosalind Smith said at a news conference yesterday that if the letters given to the 13 BIDC workers are not withdrawn by next Tuesday, serious industrial action will commence. And at least 27 people have been killed, including foreigners, in an attack on a beach near two tourist hotels in the Tunisian resort town of Sousse, according to the Interior Ministry. Officials say one gunman has been shot dead and another is being pursued. Sousse is a popular tourist destination. Tunisia has been on high alert since March, when militants killed 22 people, mainly foreign tourists, in an attack on a museum in the capital, Tunis. The Interior Ministry told the media a terrorist attack was ongoing. And that's this afternoon's news, but first a recap of our headlines. Football personnel vying for top positions on a DFA board. Barbados' largest public sector trade union threatens island-wide strike action. And Tunisia beach attack kills 27. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.